ready to go. Ready to go. And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Right now, temperature maintaining at 34 degrees. Still overcast skies here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Before we go any further, a reminder that coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, we'll continue our series of conversations with candidates for the Wausau School Board. We'll talk to Sarah Marie Brock coming up in just a few minutes here on the program. And coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. But first, before we move any further, I have to again say good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I will talk to you more later on in the hour, but we do have our guest here. And do not make him wait, because I know he is a very busy man. I'm very happy to welcome back to the program, as he does each and every other Tuesday, from the Marathon County Public Library, Chad Daly. Chad,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
I was saying to you that 2 weeks ago when you came in here, you were bundled up really tight.
Chilly, yeah.
And today,
just gray.
It's a mild,
mild
early spring day.
Yes, exactly.
But always appreciate you making the short walk.
Yeah.
One of the nice things about being here downtown is close to so many different either businesses or, in this case, public library and government offices as well. So glad to have you on board.
We enjoy getting out. It's nice when people come to us, of course, but it's nice for us as staff to get out and about into the community as well.
Absolutely. So I wanted to let's start off with I stole a little idea from you last time around, because you came on board, and I think it was actually the night that you were last here or the day after, where you were going to have the police chief come over for an event. And I actually reached out to the chief and said, hey, Chad Daly was here, and he mentioned the fact that you were coming in just to talk a little bit about the job and such. I think that'd be a great idea to come on the radio. So I reached out to him, and we're going to get him on pretty soon. So I'll give you a co-producer credit on that one. But I was just wondering how it went.
It went well. Yeah, we had about 10 people and good conversation. Deputy Chief Todd Baton also came in with the chief, so it was nice it's good conversation and interesting questions from the audience, and it was good. And we actually have Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billab coming on February 8th. That would be, what day of the week is that? That's a Thursday, February 8th at 10 a.m. he'll be in. And we mentioned this last time when we talked about it, the idea being to just kind of rotate every month between city officials, county officials, and just give them a chance to come in and talk about things they want to talk about and answer audience questions, that sort of thing. So it went well. Yeah, I'm glad you'll be doing it too.
Hey, I'm not afraid to steal a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, it really was a good idea.
Neither am I. We do it too.
One of the nice things about the library is there's not this, I would call it a pressure to say, well, we need to have X number of people come in and pay in order to cover the cost and to make the profit that we need. Just, I think one of the aspects of the library, and I think of the education system that is so important, is the constant lifelong learning.
And that
life is more than just about getting up in the morning, going to work, making sure you make enough money to pay your bills. Yeah. We're not here long enough. We need to embrace and to learn and to find out new things. And that's one of the wonderful aspects where, again, you say 10 people. But those 10 people got a lot out of it. I bet the chief got a lot out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just think that's vitally important.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to programming, sure, it's nice when the room is packed.
Right.
You appreciate that. But it's also, whether people get something out of it. We've had programs with just a handful of people, and everybody really enjoyed themselves, and that's great. The funding for the programming you know, we don't have quotas or anything like that. You know, we have reports we have to file, of course, right, and all of that. But our funding comes from our friends group, and so for the programming. So, yeah, I mean, we just try to, when it comes to the, you know, you're talking about like work-life balance, and I think the library tries to support both. You know, we try to support people who are looking for jobs or need to use the computers to apply for jobs, that sort of thing, professional stuff, or even do research through some of our online resources. But then there's the life part of it too, which is programming and getting a good book to take home with you, or a movie or a CD, that sort of thing. So we try and play both angles there, work-life balance there.
Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, let's talk about what's going on during this time frame. Obviously, there's always a lot going on at the library. And what kind of events things going on?
Happening in the next couple of weeks. I mentioned our friends group. They actually have their big public book sale coming up starting tomorrow at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The first day of the general sale is always for members of the Friends. You can join on the spot if you want, but you get exclusive access to all of the great stuff in that room starting at 5 o'clock. And then the sale opens up to the general public on Thursday, and then runs through Saturday afternoon. So a lot of great stuff in the book sale room, and all of the proceeds, as I mentioned, go right back to support all of the programming that we do all across the system. Looking ahead to next week on Tuesday, we've talked about snow or the lack thereof. On Tuesday at our Rothschild branch at 10:30, they're having a snowplow story time. So a regular story time, but it's looking like unless we get some snow, someone from the village of Rothschild will be bringing an actual snowplow over, and kids can get an up-close look. And that's a fun thing we do. You know, we bring in the chief to talk about issues or other city officials, but we've also worked with municipalities to do fun stuff like this. Like we did a story time on one of the city buses. And so, you know, we've had the fire department bring a truck over, that sort of thing. So that's kind of fun. It adds a little bit of extra something to the story times. But then also on Tuesday for teens, actually, we're starting up a new teen kind of advisory group, or just a teen kind of hangout group, young adult library leaders, we're calling it, or y'all. And this is a chance for students in grades 6 to 12 to come in. You can help plan programs for the library that you'd like to see, and just kind of hang out and talk about stuff you're into, books, movies, whatever, play some games, that sort of thing. So just kind of a social monthly gathering for teens. That'll be, again, on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday of next week, if you happen to be out by our Spencer branch around 5:30, they've done this before. They're doing an honor flight mail call. So they're putting out a bunch of supplies, and people can come in and make cards that will then be passed along to some of the veterans on the honor flights, which is a fun thing. So
there was one that kind of jumped out when I was looking at your Facebook page. And again, we got Valentine's Day coming up. And in just under 2 weeks, so like the day before you come back to us,
yes,
on Monday the 12th, it's called Hearts and Crafts in Edgar. I got a little smile. Yeah. I guess for a Valentine's Day, you'll get a little smile. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's it's a chance to just people to come in and actually learn how the actual heart works. So this is kind of, it's more, I mean, it's all ages, but there's some crafts involved, as mentioned, hearts and crafts, heart related crafts, but we'll also have some information out about just the heart itself. So trying to add a little something to that particular holiday, whether you're into it or not. And if you're not, we also have coming up the day before Valentine's on the 13th, an anti-Valentine's party in Wausau for teens. So, so we kind of once in a while we'll do kind of holiday-related programming. So that's a fun one. Hearts and Crafts, out in Edgar on the 12th.
When you come back in 2 weeks, which will be on that 13th.
Yeah.
We'll have to definitely mention that anti-Valentine's party. I think for some of us, that sounds like the coolest thing around.
Yep,
it's like an anti-Valentine's party. And again, it's really just interesting to have the mixture of things that you are able to do. And I imagine that just for your job, having this opportunity to kind of think outside the box from time to time is a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we encourage all of our program planners to try different things, certainly keep things going if it seems like people are enjoying themselves. But yeah, I mean, we do, there's, you know, some things we probably wouldn't do, but we talk about it and, you know, we're not afraid to try different things. And if it works, people enjoy it. Great. If not, well, we'll try something else next time, you know? So it's, and we are always open to ideas from the community as well. We've definitely put together programs, that people have suggested, and they would like to see. So, whether it's programming or anything else, we're always open to feedback. Yeah. Definitely.
We got a little less than 2 minutes to go. Is there anything that we missed that you want to make sure that people know about when it comes to the library?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we haven't really talked about much is our study rooms and meeting rooms that we have at a few of our branches, but we have 5 now that are open at the Wausau location. So these are rooms that can be reserved for a couple of hours or a couple of the rooms a little longer. If you have a big group, we've had, you know, state agency meetings in our big community room where we also do programs. And we have some smaller rooms if you need a quiet space to work on things. Generally for educational or nonprofit purposes, you know, we don't necessarily... I want them to be used instead of somebody's office space or for a client attorney deposition or that sort of thing. But if folks just need their own kind of room to study or work on their own thing, those are available. So you can stop by the second floor reference desk, ask us about it, or just give us a call, 261-7200. We also have all of that information on the meeting rooms and study rooms and much more on the website, mcpl.us.
Yeah, it's so easy. MCPL, Marathon County Public Library.
Yep.
MCPL.us.com, not org, .us. So, Chad Daly, always appreciate you stopping on by.
Happy to.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Chad Daly, Marathon County Public Library. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will be joined by a candidate for the Wausau School Board, Sarah Marie Brock. She'll be coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22, and we are joined by a candidate for the Wausau School Board. Of course, the school board, three seats are up for election the first Tuesday of April. Six candidates, three incumbents, and three challengers. And we are happy to welcome one of the challengers, Sarah Marie Brock. And Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
I wanted to start off by asking about your background, because obviously I think one of the keys to running for office is let people know who you are.
I appreciate it.
Maybe a little thumbnail sketch on your background.
Sure, absolutely. So I bring over 11 years of experience in education. I've been a teacher. I've been an administrator. I've been the co-founder of a school specifically for at-risk students, a public school out in Colorado. In addition to that, I consider myself a lifelong learner. I am currently a doctoral student in leadership studies through Gonzaga University. I also have master's degrees in speech communication, as well as organizational leadership and servant leadership. I am a 10, Tom Lawlinson. I've been here since 2013. I guess it's 2024 now. So
it seems like 2013 was yesterday.
Oh my gosh,
right?
It really does. It freaks me out when people tell me, you know, 20 years ago was still in the 2000s.
No.
But I've been a manager at a local coffee house for over 10 years now. So I'm fairly dialed into the coffee and wine needs of the community of Wausau. Both of my parents were teachers at UWMC back when it was UWMC.
I went there, so I know it.
Excellent. I was a UWSP graduate for my undergraduate. I really am just passionate about education. Obviously, both for myself, since it's something I'm walking the talk. But also, I think that education is one of those things. It's really the biggest piece of changing the world for the better. Mm.
I think you kind of hit on the next question, which is something I'm going to ask everybody as well, about why you get involved. I think there's different ways of getting involved. It doesn't have to be at the school board level, because obviously there are different ways, but also school board level, there's a lot of heat around it as well. What made you decide that, hey, this is the time? This is a time that I want to be involved in. It obviously is a lot of question marks out there, a lot of big issues. What ultimately got you into the race?
So for years now, I've been really kind of searching my heart and soul, because you're absolutely right. There are lots of ways to get involved with helping your community become better, stronger, more loving, volunteer opportunities, ways to step up. But because my background is so focused on education, that's mm-hmm. been kind of my lodestone a little bit. And when the opportunity came up to run, when there were openings, mm-hmm. As well as the opportunity to maybe have a voice in the choosing of the next superintendent, that was hard to turn down. And the timing worked out really well for me, because I'm in school full time, but it's online, so I have a little bit more flexibility with my schedule. And the last few years in the programs on leadership and servant leadership, you ask yourself a lot, you know, if not me, who? If not now, when? Mm-hmm. So it was a perfect confluence of possibility.
What have you found out running for this seat? Because obviously, well, number one, is it the first time you've run for any elected office?
Even in high school.
What have you found out so far in terms of trying to get out there and let people know about you and try to garner the support you'll need to be elected?
So it's really weird to see your name on signs when you drive around town. That's bizarre. It's very kind of surreal. It is. Doing the job is something I believe I can do well. I don't have concerns about that. The running is almost its whole separate job, in that it has more to do with how do you get your name out, how do you get your ideas out. And running for school board for me is different than running for a, we'll just use the word, political office, mm-hmm. because I'm not coming into it saying, these are my ideas and my ideas are going to go forward. I'm coming into it saying, I want our children to succeed. I want our students to succeed. I want to learn the data. I want to hear what the community thinks, that I want to take that going forward. So as you're running, I find that a lot of people ask, you know, why are you running and what are the hot button issues and what are your non-negotiables? And the reality is that's not what this is about for me. My only non-negotiable is to work with the board, with the administration, with the teachers, with the community to create the best possible educational environment for our students to experience success.
Something you were saying before we went on the air, and it got me thinking a little bit very quickly, is that almost every office has a politicization of it now. And the school board used to be kind of above that. Mm-hmm. And now there feels like there is quite a bit of politicalization of
it. It's a hard word to
it
say.
It certainly is, and I wish I didn't have to say it. But how do you look at it? I mean, you were giving me some thoughts on that.
So I made a promise to myself when I started to run for this, which is I was not going to actually use the P word on anything that I did. I'm not going to use it on my webpage. I'm not going to use it in my listening sessions. If people talk to me, I'm going to try really hard not to use it other than we don't talk about that. You know, it's like, we don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about politics.
Right.
Because it shouldn't be. When you get into the education of students, it's what's best for the education of students, plural, all, looking at the big picture. When we start focusing in on single issues, when we start focusing in on what I think is best for my child or what you think is best for your child and making decisions and promises that way and not looking at the broader picture, not looking at the data, not looking at what our students truly need, but instead what we think they might need, we start making decisions that aren't with their best interests in heart. To me, it's very deliberate that the school board candidates are not chosen for a specific district or a specific party. They're for the community. And that's how we need to run, and that's how we need to behave.
We're going to have more with Sarah Marie Brock, candidate for the Wausau School Board, coming up. First, an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then back with more. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. 9:34 is the time. 34 degrees, overcast skies in Wausau. We're talking to a Wausau School Board candidate, Sarah Marie Brock. Let's talk about some issues.
Let's do it.
There's been a lot of news and issues in the past year. Mm-hmm. Let's start off, I usually start off with consolidation. Let's start off with the superintendent, because obviously, That's mm-hmm. one of the big jobs a board has.
Absolutely.
When you have an opening for a superintendent, and obviously Dr. Keith Hilt has announced he is stepping away at the end of the school year. I guess, what's your take? What are your thoughts on the hiring of a new superintendent? Maybe what are some of the qualities mm-hmm. that you feel like are important for the next leader of the administration? And generally, what are you looking at here?
So I think that, and I mentioned this kind of off before with you, I think that the hiring and the evaluation of a superintendent is the most important job that a Board of Education has. It is a decision that has far-reaching implications because that administrator, that superintendent, is hiring the principals and has a voice in the teachers and the curriculum and everything from facilities to textbooks to staffing to special education. They are that go-to person. So when a board brings in a superintendent and they start looking for things, I feel like that is key. As far as what I would look for, having been a head of school, one of the first things that I would look for is communication. Are they somebody who can communicate effectively, orally, through writing, these days through electronic writing and media? Are they comfortable working with the media, with the radio, with the television, things like that, with newspapers? Are they good at communicating with families? Are they good at communicating with teachers? Are they good at communicating with the board? What are their philosophies on how much communication and when and how and why and all of those things. I think authenticity is huge. I think knowing who they are and when I finished my capstone project for my master's, my most recent master's degree, I talked a lot about the importance of aligning your spoken and your lived values. And I feel that when you're hiring or looking for or choosing a leader, that is key. They need to be honest and transparent and knowledgeable about what their core personal values are, and they need to live those. Mm-hmm. So that to me is important. I'd love to ask questions about, you know, what is your leadership philosophy? What are your core values? How are you demonstrating those in your choices? I want to ask them, you know, for me, there's a beautiful triangle of support of children, right? You've got your administration, you've got your teachers, and you've got your parents. And when the world is working the best possible way it can, they're working in concert, and they are working to support kids. And unfortunately, over many years, you've seen a breakdown in those connections where we're almost creating these acrimonious relationships between, you know, parents and teachers, or teachers and administration, or administration and parents, where people aren't feeling heard, they aren't feeling appreciated, they aren't feeling supported. And a superintendent who comes in and really cares about creating an environment of psychological safety, both for the adults and the students in the district, that's going to go a long way to helping to rebuild those links and helping to better support children.
Real quickly, I think along that line, one of the big stories was the issues at Wausau East last year with one of their students. Mm-hmm. What was your take on how that played out? Do you think there were mistakes made? Because I think in some ways, and again, this is just my personal thought, is that may have led to the change in the superintendent, that there were some thoughts that some mistakes were made. And I imagine that looking ahead, how the superintendent runs the administration and issues like that are vitally important. Anything in terms of, again, from the outside, you're not part of the board or anything like that, but were there any concerns in terms of transparency or the way that that issue was handled?
So I think the Wausau community right now is feeling a resounding yes to the idea of whether there is a lack of transparency in communication. They are feeling unheard. And when they're feeling unheard, they start to see or perceive that mistakes were made and issues were in place and whatever else. Sometimes when we as leaders make decisions to not be as open as we could be, or deliberately choose to not be open because we feel like we're protecting a staff or a student or a situation or a larger picture, the perception of that is that things are being hidden. And if we think things are being hidden, we automatically assume those things are negative. So obviously I'm not privy to everything that went on with that, but I can say that when the community as a whole is feeling unheard and feeling that there's a lack of transparency, that in itself is a problem that needs to be addressed. So moving forward, looking forward, things are going to happen, right? We're all human. Mistakes are going to get made. Unfortunately, you know, teachers and administrators are going to make mistakes, just like parents sometimes make mistakes, just like kids sometimes make mistakes. We have to look at those situations and say, what can we do differently to ensure that the end result is that people feel protected but also heard, and they feel like they've been part of the process isn't the phrase that I want, but at least they feel like they understand the process.
Yes, absolutely. Again, we're joined by Sarah Marie Brock, candidate for the Wausau School Board. Let's turn to consolidation. Sure. Obviously there's different levels of it. What was your take in terms of the whole discussion? I guess we can go back basically a year and a half now, and you can go back further, but I think the committee started to meet the summer of 2022. Then all of a sudden, you know, they went through that process. They made a vote in February of 2023 to have a major consolidation, including the two Wausau high schools and changes at the middle school level and elementaries. Then in November, we had the vote that said, no, we're not going to consolidate the high schools, but we're going to focus on elementary schools. I talked to you and I said, well, what are people talking about? People are talking about that. Yeah. What are your thoughts on, I guess, the run-in, the road to this point? And I guess as you look forward as well, so maybe your thoughts on it.
So the first three questions I got after announcing my run for school board were all about restructuring and consolidation. It is so clear that the community feels like it was handled poorly. The community feels like maybe it was a bait and switch, or it was a situation where they didn't get all the facts. The community doesn't understand. And because that, they feel hurt, they feel frustrated, they feel angry. And those emotions are really clouding their reaction to this election, their ability to kind of see beyond that one issue. We have to look at the data. We have to. You know, Karen mentioned when you spoke with her the importance of data-driven decision-making and the fact that education across the country is looking at declining enrollment and the fact that big schools aren't necessarily bad. And I think those are really good points. You know, when we make decisions about the future of the Wausau School District, it has to be based on data and data trends. But it has to be done if at some point we have to make decisions about changing the structure. It has to be done in a way that is open and transparent and that makes sense. It has to be in a way that is communicated with families so that even though they might be a little sad or frustrated that a decision is impacting them, they can understand the reasons, the why. The why is so important. When you start talking about moving kids around or closing or opening or whatever it might be, understanding the reasons behind that and sharing those reasons before you make decisions. So that we're leading together, mm-hmm. and not just offering something as a fait accompli, like, and we're done, and this is what we're going to do, and that's our decision. As you've mentioned, obviously, I wasn't on the board during that process. I was simply a community member, mm-hmm. Experiencing the communication that happened and the confusion that happened and the frustration that happened. The board obviously had access to a lot more data and information, but what I'm excited about, because I've spoken to the board, to Jim, to, you know, and I've been at the meetings, I know that they are looking to gather a ton more data. They're looking at bringing in a demographer. They're looking at gathering that information. And my hope, and if I'm on the board, my push will be to make sure that that information is shared, mm-hmm. so that as a community, we can see where the trends are going and we can start having conversations about what's best for our community of children, not just a neighborhood of children or a family of children or a side west or east side of children. You know, Karen mentioned the importance of parity of education. It's a wonderful goal, and it is what we should be looking towards. It's also incredibly challenging in the real world because you have so much human factor. If I took 100 students and put them in front of the same classroom, I would have 100 different viewpoints of what happened in that classroom. Well, 101 because you have a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so we have to talk about doing everything that we can to ensure the quality of education and the opportunities are there for all of our students through whatever process or changes or not changes we make. But also recognizing that perfection is not possible. And so we have to see the bigger picture, accept that sometimes a school has to close or something has to change or whatever else it might be, but see that bigger picture.
Getting to where where you stand. Because, I mean, I guess it sounds like you're open,
yes.
to seeing what the information says. Were you happy back in February when they said this major consolidation and restructuring plan was passed? Were you happy in November when they said we're going to make major changes? Are you happy where they are right now?
So happy is an interesting question.
As a community member, because you were not on the board.
You know, I was not on the board. Open is the right word.
Okay.
Open is absolutely the right word, because at the end of the day, if I stomp my feet and say my view is the only view, then I am not listening to my community, and I am not learning from them, and I am not making decisions based on the data. I'm simply stomping my feet.
Based on what you know, do you think there's going to have to be significant changes in the structure of the WASA schools?
So if the data trends continue, we continue to have declining enrollment, I think we're going to have to do something. I think that we have to recognize that the way it is isn't the way it always was, and it's not the way it always will be. And so we have to be open to change. You know, and change is hard and change is scary. And to go to a family and say, you know, you're not going to go to the same school that you were planning on going to or that your siblings went to or whatever else it is. These are really personal experiences, you know.
In a sense, real quickly, because I go back to process a lot. Mm-hmm. And during, I think, maybe a year ago and even, you know, during that summer to winter, it felt as though there were a lot of people that were surprised how quickly it occurred.
I would agree.
Is that something as well that almost you have to take the community's hand and bring them along in a much slower way than maybe it was done previously?
Well, I think that to expect people to get on board with very little warning is irrational. you know, for 10 years now, I've been a local small business manager. And before that, I was an administrator and a principal in a school. And I've done a lot of evaluations of employees. And one of the things I always tell them is, if I sit down in with your evaluation and I tell you something you don't already know, I'm not doing my job.
Right.
Because I needed to address those things as they were happening. So if we're sharing a decision, a huge decision, with the community and there is shock, we're not doing our job.
We got a few more minutes. We'll come back in about 90 seconds and have a few more minutes talking to WASA School Board candidate Sarah Marie Brock. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. 9:51 is the time. Again, Sarah Marie Brock is our guest, candidate for the WASA School Board. We talked about restructuring and consolidation. Obviously, you said it. That's one of the issues people are talking to you about as you go into this campaign. What are the other issues? Because obviously, there's a number of issues that will be part of what you do should you be elected. What are some of the other issues that people are talking about, and some of the other issues that you, as a citizen who wants to be involved in this, would like to be talking about as well?
So I had the opportunity to speak with a couple of community members the other day, and the message that they gave me is fairly consistent with what I've been hearing, which is overall they feel that the schools are doing a really good job, that they are excited about some of the opportunities that, you know, whether it's with the new sports field or the changes in curriculum. Now, is there always a belief that we can do better? Yes. You know, I mentioned it off air. I said, you know, schools can always do better, just like organizations and people can always do better. But the general feeling is that the biggest issues come down to communication and transparency, and then just wanting the experience that their child has to be as positive and as educational and as future preparing, which I know is not a phrase, but but you get my point,
right,
as possible. If you've seen my signs, or if anybody's seen my signs or seen my Facebook page, you'll notice that I have three words on there, which is listen, learn, and lead. Because for me, deep listening is the most important thing that any leader can do. Because that's where we're going to hear what keeps you up at night. That's what we're going to hear, what you're excited about, what you're nervous about, what you're angry about or frustrated about. And so I'm going to be holding what I call listening sessions.
Right.
And they're not for me to yap. They're for you to yap. I want to hear, like I put in my Facebook page, I want to hear what keeps you up at night. Whether it's like that Disneyland, like, yay, it's too excited to sleep.
Right.
Or whether it's, I'm really stressed out and scared for my child. I want the community to come in. I want them to speak in their words what their feelings are. I want to listen from that. And from there, that's how I'm going to get a most accurate idea of what the issues are beyond the ones that people are posting on social media,
right,
or stopping me on the streets about, the issues that our community parents and community members are feeling. So if anybody wants to join me at Vino Latte on Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30, I want to hear you. That's my job. And if you're somebody who doesn't like talking, I will have an option for you to write me a note.
And also, again, 4:30 to 6:30, Vino Latte Thursday. And something that we talk about on Civic Media is the importance of democracy. Mm-hmm. And whether it's school board, whether it's county board, whether it's city council, to be able to go and have conversations with candidates. Number one, you and the other five candidates for this office, I have the greatest respect for, because it's not easy to put your hat in the ring and to put yourself out there and to do what you have to do here. Go out in public and knock on doors and do everything else. But there's also a responsibility for the community, because these are important issues that we have seen in the last year plus. We're going to see in the future that the people that are serving need to know what you think, and you need to be out there and letting your voice be heard. So again, I would encourage everybody to go to Vino Latte at 4:30 on Thursday. What about yourself? Let's pretend for a moment that you're not a candidate for office, but if you were going to a listening session with a candidate, what would you tell them? What are the things that, when you're lying in bed at night and you're thinking about the future of the Wausau schools, what are the things that concern you that personally that, and then obviously that would lead into what you would try to accomplish as a member?
So I want to make sure that the education we're providing for our students is preparing them to be successful humans. And that is more academics, yes, absolutely. But humanity is more than academics. It's also having a loving heart, giving back to your community, personal growth and awareness. Those are things that make us better people and help us then give back in ways that change it for the better. You know, we talked briefly earlier about kind of at the heart, why is it that I'm running for school board? And what it comes down to is that I truly, truly believe that education is our most powerful tool for changing our world for the better. And so what I want to make sure of is that we are helping our students feel loved and cared for, feel a sense of belonging, feel empowered to know themselves, to learn, to reach, to strive, to do their very best, and to change the world for the better. Because that is going to help us have better employees. That is going to help us have better leaders of future organizations and corporations. Better parents, all of those things. It's cyclical, it's systemic, in the true meaning of the word systemic. And for me, education is a beautiful, powerful possibility.
One of the things that's frustrated me in recent times is when you hear leaders talk about education should be just about preparing students to grow the economy. Life is so much more than that. Being well-rounded people make for a better, and I think, again, within our system, you need well-rounded people or else a democracy can't work. Bottom line.
You need all of it, right? You can't just, do we need people to know how to make change? Yes, absolutely. Math matters.
Yep.
Reading matters. Learning matters. So do the arts. So does creativity. So do the sports. So does health. Learning all of those things make us better, make our communities better. If we simply say education is all about test scores, we're losing so much possibility.
Sarah Marie Brock, candidate for Wausau School Board, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That will wrap things up here today. I'm Chad Holmes. Join us again tomorrow. We'll have Bob Look in the first hour. We will have Sean Wright from the Grand Theater in hour number two. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.